Now, as I promised you earlier, it's time to meet a football star. Czech footballer Milan Baroš shot to international fame in 2004 when he was top scorer at the European Championships. A year later, he won the Champions League with Liverpool, but the club let him go soon afterwards and he joined the less glamorous Aston Villa, where he has yet to make a real impact. The striker is currently with the Czech squad, who are in Turkey for a friendly international. Before he left, Ian Willoughby asked Milan Baroš how he was enjoying life at Aston Villa after 6 months at the club.
Yeah, I settled down now, and that's the most important thing. And now we just, pick up some point in the league, and we still have 11 game to go, and some games in hopefully in the FA Cup. So we'll see.
Patrick Berger, the former Czech international, is also at Aston Villa, but he's been injured since he joined the club. How's it looking with Berger these days?
Yeah, I think he should be okay now, because he's already training with the team, and he looks okay, his knee is okay, so hopefully he's going to be back soon, because I think he can help our team.
Aston Villa isn't the only club in the city of Birmingham. There's Birmingham City, where Jiří Jaroszík plays, and now Martin Latka, two young Czech guys. Do you see much of them in Birmingham?
Yeah, of course, most of the time I spend with them, because they've got a similar program like we have, so most of the time I spend with them, yeah.
Is it true you live in a shopping centre?
Yeah, I live in the shopping centre, yeah.
It isn't Selfridges, the famous Selfridges?
No, it's not Selfridges.
Also, about the World Cup, there are over 3 months to go now till the World Cup, but people are talking about it already, of course. How much are you thinking about it now?
Yeah, I think everyone has to thinking about that already, because it's in 3 months, so that's something where we haven't been for the 16 years, so that's something special for the Czech players, for the Czech supporters, so I think everyone looking forward.
The manager of Aston Villa, David O'Leary, he said at one point this season that he was afraid you might have a brilliant World Cup like you had at Euro 2004 and leave for a bigger club. Is that something you could imagine?
That's difficult to say. You know, I'm in Aston Villa, and I want to do best for that club. So there's going to be World Cup, and we'll see what's going to happen then. You know, so now my mind my heart is for Aston Villa now.
Your main strike partner with the Czechs, Jan Koller, has been injured and he's been out for a few months. Have you been in contact with him much, and how does it look with him? Do you think he'll be back and fit for the World Cup?
Hopefully he will, because I think he's going to train today with us, just light session. But, it's still 3 months to the kickoff of the World Cup, so hopefully it's going to be okay, because he's a main part of our team.
Czech football star Milan Baroš, and he was speaking there to Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby.